Because people can make her do stuff she doesn't want to do? Is that what I'm getting here on that one?
No.
Look what you made me do. You made me sleep with you. Oh, how dare you?
Probably just a song, I'm guessing.
Whatever. Is it? It's a good tune, though.
That's why.
It's Q105, Danny and the Girls. It's hour two. Show's brought to you by Evis. Get $50 off of free alterations on any dress purchase from Evis Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Forecast today, partly sunny early. Clouds moving in today and a chance of showers later on with a high of 65. Excuse me?
That's what they said yesterday.
Are you the weather?
She's
poo-pooing the weather. What's wrong with this weather? 65, it's nice. It's 50
great.
Right now.
It's
what's
wonderful.
Your problem?
It said yesterday showers would move in. I'm living on hay right now. We got no showers. And I bet we don't get any today either.
Water right? Your damn lawn.
Well,
it's too late now.
I could, but...
That's expensive.
I would.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, it's too expensive.
The husband won't let you. That's why.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
yeah,
at least
exactly.
The front yard. You got to do at least the front.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, whatever.
I've let it go.
Cut them off.
It's okay.
Cut them off. You chicks have a way of getting what you want, right? It's 50 right now at the Cumulus Compound.
419-240-1055.
Sorry, what?
Tomorrow, same thing. Partly sunny. A chance of showers. You're right.
Wow, she's poo-pooing 2 days worth of
water. I am. Hey, what's the result of our poll?
Oh, the poll for the bet? Mm-hmm. All right, let me pull it up. We got a bet going. Trisha says the Browns are going to win 4 games or less, and I say they're going to win 5 or more. I'm stupid. Yes, I know. And the bet is right now we have this poll up on our Q Facebook page. 48% of the votes say the loser, me, will wear OSU gear for a week.
Wouldn't that be entertaining?
Or Trisha wears Steelers gear. I only have one shirt. She's going to wear the same shirt every day.
Oh, no, really?
Okay. 31%, the loser shaves one eyebrow, which I was kind of rooting for that one.
No.
My cyclops.
21% loser shaves Paul from neck to waist, including his back patch.
Cool.
But it looks like it's going to be wearing the paraphernalia. Now, it goes till 9 o'clock this morning, so if you want to vote on that, then get up there on our Facebook page and vote. We have 61 whopping votes. So, you know.
And don't worry about the personal information. They're not going to do anything with your personal information. Just vote and go.
I think we can end it there. I think this
what is the personal information they take?
Let's stop it.
Nothing. It just means that they want access. But Facebook has access to everything anyway when you sign up.
Oh, yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. So, anyway, it looks like we're going to – that's what it's going to be.
How was your kid's first day at school?
It was fantastic. And we went out for dinner last night at Cinco. Daddy got his medicine. It was glorious.
And
it was good. The kids did great.
They did great.
They loved it. My daughter's a little bummed because she's like, oh, look at that. They're getting ready. They're on the bus. You know, they got GPS on the bus so I can see where the bus is at all times.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think TPS does too, don't they? Yeah.
I think so.
You can go in. You put in their bus route number.
Oh, you're kidding.
And then I can see right where the bus is, which is awesome because in the winter, it's going to be sweet because you know right where the bus is when you go out. Yeah, our kids are so damn soft.
Oh, yeah. Mine got dropped off in front of the house. I'm like,
so
why?
They know whether or not to go out yet. Like, they know how close it is to their house. They don't have to wait there as long.
Exactly.
Oh, my Lord.
Cool. We had to go out and wait.
And you just waited. And if they were late, they were late.
Ain't got time for that.
Oh, gosh.
Nobody's got time for that.
You're
although
right.
I like it, though, because I know when they're coming home. I can see when they're coming. So
that's nice.
So I went out and embarrassed crap out of them.
Oh, yeah, you can meet them. Oh, yeah, that's nice, though, especially if you have little kids.
Yeah, the kids.
Yeah, right.
Hold on, I can't see this thing.
Okay,
so
well,
small.
I guess I get the advantage there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice.
I didn't either.
It's just getting ready to pull in the school.
So do you sign up for that like at the first day of school or something, or do
they give that
to you?
They
send
out a notice to all the parents saying that kids ride the bus, and you put in the route number, and it shows you right where it is. Right now, it's getting ready to turn into the school parking lot, and that means they have 12 minutes to get to class.
Pretty soon, they're going to.
And
have
if
a baby
not, you're
going to
be fined. You're going to be fined for being late.
A lot do have the cameras on the bus, I believe, also.
So parents can see how their kids behave on the bus?
I think so. Yeah.
There's a high school outside Salt Lake City, and some parents are ticked off because if you're late, you got to pay a $3 fine. First offense, it's a warning. Second offense, it's $3. And then after that, for every offense after, it's $5, and a lot of parents are ticked off. I feel like it's flawed logic on behalf of the school. No, moron parent. You want to hit a kid where they breathe? Hit him in the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him a little. And if you can't afford it, then you just got to do detention. I like this idea.
Or show up on time.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's not that they're not getting to school on time. They're dinking around in between classes.
Oh, sure.
And they're disrupting classes because they come. after the bell. I don't have a problem with this. They according to the principal, they've implemented it, and they've only handed out warnings, no fines yet. And they've been in school for like a week. So I think it's already worked, but some parents, the school's trying to nickel and dime the students. There's a lot of families out there that can't pay this money, blah, blah, blah. No, this teaches kids accountability and responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all.
This is what happens in the real world.
Yeah, that's it.
So if they did that in your high school, your
I would not have a problem
okay
with it.
That?
Oh, yeah. I would not have. Would you have a problem with that, Susan, with your daughter?
No.
And so if you can't pay the fine?
Then you got detention.
Okay.
Or if you have a number of days where you're actually on time, then it just goes away after a while. But you got to be, you know, the thing is it's not that they're getting to school late. They're getting to class late, which is a big difference, which means they're screwing around in the halls.
Makeout sessions and note passing.
I mean, it's free will at high school, right? You can leave.
Hold on. Makeout sessions?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, when I was in high school, kids were making out in the hallway between classes. Is that still going on in 2017?
I don't know.
I'll have to ask my kids when they get off the bus today.
Them.
When I ran out there embarrassed them, I ran out the front yard, no socks on. Woo! Kids are home! First day of school!
Nice.
Yeah, I love you!
I had a place in
And
my
they
high
said,
school.
Are you going to do that every day? I'm like, yeah, your bus has got GPS. I know where you are. I'll be running out here every day. But it doesn't faze them. They don't react. They just keep right on walking. The bus driver's looking and cracking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They will love that, though. When they become adults,
yeah,
they're going to look back on that.
More on dad.
You're going to always remember.
Oh,
my gosh.
Fun.
Yeah. My dad's so cool. What a goofball. I mean.
That's what I think, but my wife disagrees.
No. Right now, it embarrasses them, but that
you
got to
stop
last.
Embarrassing your kids.
Yeah. No, you got
come
to.
Come on.
Nope.
Give me a little fun.
That's
here.
What dads are for.
Yes.
Dads have to be that person.
Morons. That's
exactly.
What we are.
They want you to be that
it's
person.
What we do.
Every sitcom says it. So
it's good. All right, play along, 419-240-1055. I would say most embarrassing thing you ever did to your kid, but I've already got that game won. When I did the Uncle Buck thing a couple of years ago when Olivia was in seventh grade.
Oh, the horn
first year.
Thing, too.
That, too?
And
yeah.
The megaphone
I don't think
thing.
People can beat me on that, on embarrassing the kids. I really don't. All right, fundraiser. You know, we got our fundraiser we're doing on Tuesday for the folks there at Hurricane Relief there in Texas. Now, will we have to do another one in like 2 weeks for Irma?
Jose? People at,
and Jose right behind
Wait,
her?
Which one?
Jose's back dooring it
yeah.
right behind her.
Yeah, he is.
He's got the back door behind Irma. Yeah, that's... I'm nervous about that one. I really am. I don't know, but here's what I know. Next Tuesday, the 12th, we're going to be live 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hurricane Relief Drive at Walt Churchill's Market, which is North Dixie Highway in Pittsburgh. Collecting items to fill up a truck. So we're trying to fill up a truck from Bolt Express, and they're going to take it to Texas. And they need tarps, non-perishable food items, personal hygiene items, shovels, 55-gallon plastic bags. I mean, it's just a ton of stuff. It's all up on our Q page, Q1055.com. Or you can text the word Texas to 419-240-1055, and it'll come back and it'll tell you all the things that we're going to be trying to fill the truck up with.
Nice, okay.
Which will be cool. Yeah. And all of the Cumulus stations are going to be there, so it's not just going to be us.
Cool.
So that's going to be cool. That's next Tuesday. So I don't know yet if we're all going to be there or just Paula's going to be there. I'm not sure, but somebody's going to be there. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's an all-day deal. It'd be nice to fill up a semi to send down
there. Well, especially since,
Toledo.
You know, Irma's going to steal some spotlight from...
Steal my sunshine.
From Houston. They're going to still need the help.
Yeah.
So.
Now, that evening, Beyonce, Blake Shelton, Barbara Streisand. Really?
She's still around?
Oprah, and a bunch of others are going to headline a one-hour benefit telethon to benefit Hurricane Harvey victims.
Oh.
And they're going to have it on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and CMT. It starts at 8 o'clock, so that'll be next Tuesday night.
Cool.
Being organized by the Houston rap artist Bun B and Scooter Braun.
I love Bun B.
Scooter, sure.
They're very good. And also be streamed live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. George Clooney, Jamie Foxx, Matthew McConaughey, Dennis Quaid, Julia Roberts, Jamie Foxx. They got him on here twice. He's so good.
Wow.
Ryan Secretion, Seacrest, Michael Gaptooth, Lispy Boy Strahan, Kelly Rowland, George Strait, Reese Witherspoon, and others will participate. With taped or live messages, Matt Lahr, Nora O'Donnell will also participate. More celebrities are expected. Okay. And it's going to benefit a bunch of different organizations. It's 1 hour long. How are they going to get all those people on there?
They're just going to parade them across the camera.
Walk across the stage?
They're just
going
to walk across. Hi, for an hour. Celebrity.
Why is it only an hour, Susie? Is that all the networks?
Susie, why?
The networks are being generous with their commercial time. Why is it only 1 hour? Remember Live Aid and all that stuff? They're like 4 hours long.
Yeah, right.
That's how you do a damn telethon.
You tell them.
Fundraiser.
Now that Jerry's gone, people can get away with anything.
It'll air from Los Angeles, and there'll be stages in New York and Nashville. Okay. It's only an hour, so is it going to be like 20 minutes on each stage? 20, I don't
They'll
know.
They'll bounce back and forth.
Probably commercial free, I'm guessing.
The show is called Hand in Hand, a benefit for Hurricane Harvey relief. And then it's going to go Hand in Hand 2, a benefit for Irma relief.
Yeah.
Because that's coming. Anyway, so that'll be the same night we're doing ours.
My money is on Kanye doing a George Bush hates black people thing. I'm hoping he comes out and does it again.
Was that a fundraiser, wasn't
it? Yes, it was televised. He was next to Mike Myers. They were live.
Oh,
he
yeah.
rolled out. Was it Katrina? I think it was. It was something like
that.
Yeah,
I think it was Katrina.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
George
he's
Bush
come back
doesn't
and do
like
these.
To play. And yet, Kanye is a huge megastar. Which
Mike Myers
I make
like,
no
what?
Sense. I, it makes no sense nope. to the world. I just don't know how that is. He had to make a deal with the devil. I mean, don't you think?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yes. He had to make a deal with the devil.
He's married to a Kardashian, so yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, Satan gets his soul. So, I don't think that's a good trade-off. All right, 725, let me get to a break and come back with stuff and or things.
Nice.